As part of its most recent lawsuit against the state of Vermont, the company that owned the North Bennington factory that's suspected of polluting water in the area sent out sheriff's deputies to serve court papers to 17 people who live near the former factory. The company says it was only following Vermont law in notifying interested parties about the lawsuit, and they say the Bennington residents who've been dealing with contaminated water are not part of the suit. But an attorney representing some in the group wonders if it was a move to intimidate people. And for those who've been living with the contaminated water, it was a reminder of just what they've had to deal with over the past year. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
It's been about a year since Sandy Sumner found out that his water was contaminated with the industrial chemical PFOA. He's tried to come to terms with the fact that his house has probably lost value and that the chemical that's been detected in his blood could affect his health down the road. But when a sheriff knocked on his door and told him he was being sued by St. Gobain, he said it knocked him out.
It certainly set me back. It certainly sort of took me back to when we first were notified that our water and soil was contaminated, and of course brought up all those initial anxieties that I've worked hard to put on the back burner.
About 270 private wells are contaminated with PFOA, a chemical that's been linked to kidney and testicular cancer, high cholesterol, and thyroid issues. The state says St. Gobain is responsible for the contamination, and the company is appealing Vermont's safe drinking water standard for PFOA, which is lower than the level set by the EPA. The court summons that was handed to Sumner was stark. The first line said, "You are being sued," and St. Gobain was listed as the plaintiff. Sumner says there had to have been a better way to do it.
Our lives have definitely been turned upside down by this, and our futures, you know, financial futures for sure, possibly our health futures, are unclear. And so, yeah, I was angry that my understanding was I was being sued, and I couldn't get my head around it.
Mark Cheffo is an attorney representing St. Gobain. He says the state sent St. Gobain a letter saying there was a list of local residents who wanted to know when a lawsuit was filed. Cheffo says there was no other way to serve the notice of the company's appeal of Vermont's safe drinking water standard.
All this was, and it's required by the appellate rules, to say if there are people who might be interested in following this or asserting their rights or intervening or getting involved, you have to tell them. And it's just part of, frankly, due process.
Cheffo knows it can be disconcerting to have a sheriff show up to serve papers. And when a multinational company is at the top of the summons, he said, it's likely to raise some anxiety.
I suppose we could have talked to the state and said, is there something that we could do proactively to let people know? Hindsight is 20/20, and that's probably something. Maybe if we had to do it again, we'd work cooperatively with the state to tell them that this is coming so there would be no surprises.
But Bennington-based attorney David Silver isn't buying it. Silver is representing a group of people in Bennington in a class action suit against St. Gobain. And he says there were other ways to let people know about the latest appeal.
They could have just mailed it to them, and that would have been sufficient notice. It's hard for me to believe that the sophisticated attorneys that St. Gobain has retained didn't know that. It was either very careless or it was a deliberate attempt to intimidate people in Bennington.
Silver says the people who received the court summons were those who have been in contact with state environmental officials and who have spoken out against the company. When the crisis in Bennington broke last year, the two sides worked closely together, and St. Gobain spent millions for bottled water, water filter systems, and the blood tests done for the people with contaminated water. But the relationship has soured. And with a $30 million waterline extension still under debate, St. Gobain and the state of Vermont remain miles apart. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in North Bennington.